Dude, Michael Caine's in everything. I literally could have picked a movie and it would have been... I mean, he's in everything, dude. I mean, he's even in Dunkirk as an uncredited voice. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I gotta be in Dunkirk. Is there a movie coming out? Worst Michael Caine impression of all time. Find out whatever that director that I worked with fucking out the Dark Knight, find out if there's a spot I could fit in there. So bad. Oh, Michael Caine has a website. That's hilarious. You know, he literally had nothing to do with it. Michael Caine has a website. Wow, the official website of Sir Michael Caine. First of all, if you're a sir, dude, I'll never become a sir, but if anyone ever fucking anointed me and I became a sir, and anyone ever called me Sir Chris D'Elia, I'd fucking say, hey man, just call me Chris, okay? Dude, look at all the movies he's been in. This guy, you know he doesn't give a fuck about any of them too, especially the later ones. So funny, dude. Like he was in Now You See Me 2, you know? And they were like, hey, Michael Caine, his agents were like, I'll do it. Okay. All right. They want you to fly to, I'll do it. I don't care, do I? I'll do any movie you ever want me to do. Okay. Zach Braff's directing a movie called Going Against... I'll do it. Who's Zach Braff? I'll do it. He was in Scrubs. What Scrubs? I'll do it. Scrubs was a show on NBC. It was a big hit. What's NBC? Oh, it was on TV. What's TV? I'll do it. They'll give you $19 million. I don't care. I'll do it. Okay. Hey, they're doing a movie called The Kingsman. I'll do it. Do you want to hear what it's about? No. They want to fly you to... I'll do it. Hey, they want you to be an Interstellar, obviously. I'll do it. I feel like in scripts, it just says Michael Caine. It doesn't even, and then they shoot it, and then when they're shooting it, they're like, oh, let's have his name be fucking Harry Brown. Let's have his name be fucking Hobbs. I mean, I turned on The Prestige the other day. He's in that, obviously. Imagine having a movie called The Prestige, and fucking Michael Caine's not in it. It's called The Prestige. Hello, agents, yeah. I heard there's a movie called The Prestige. What a fucking bloody hell am I not in it? Oh, well, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Just tell him I'll do it. Well, there's not a part for a guy your age. Write it in. Okay. The guy said he'll write it in. No shit, I'm Michael Caine. I mean, how much has honestly Michael Caine for real said, like at this point, how much has he honestly said, what's the internet? How much has he fucking honestly said that? Really? I bet he said it 7 times. And I'm talking about when it first came out or whatever. And what is this internet? And then they were like, oh, it's like a bunch of connected computers. And it's like a network and you can share communication and knowledge and all that shit. Oh, all right. And then like a week later, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I heard about this internet thing. What is it again? And then that was the second time. And then they were like, oh, it's the thing where the computers are. And he's like, oh, right. Yeah. Like they set me up with an AOL account. And he's like, no, it's AOL. Right. And then 3 days later, he heard about AOL and he was like, oh, is that that thing that's with computers? And they're like, what? And they're like, what is it called? And he's like, the internet? And he's like, yeah, yeah, what is that? And then he's like, oh, yeah, it's like the computer. And then, like, so he kind of knew what it was. But then, like, a few years later, he just fucking stopped using it, you know, because it was like 93. And he was like just doing fucking Mr. Destiny and fucking Noises Off and the movie Blue Ice and the Muppet Christmas Carol. And then he did them and then he forgot. And then someone was like, I'll email it to you. And he was like, what is that? And they were like, what's what? And they were like, email. And they was like, oh, it's like, I don't know, do you have an AOL? And he's like, oh yeah, I got that, A-L-O-L. And they're like, no, it's AOL. And he's like, what would I call that? And they're like, you mean the internet? And he's like, hey, what is that? And that was like the fourth time or third or fourth time. And then it just happened a few years after that. And then like the last time he did it was like in 2011, was like the seventh time. And somebody was like, you know, you should get a website. I mean, I know you have like a great career and everything, but like, you know, it'd be cool, like Romeo and Juliet is coming out and you're obviously a voice in that because they would never make that movie without you doing the voice because there's somebody called Lord Redbrick in it. So, you know, and you said you'll do it. So fucking before fucking Cars 2 goes into production because you're obviously going to play Finn McMissile again. You should probably get a website. And he said, what's that? And he's like, it's a homepage that you could have on the internet. And he said, what's the internet? I shit you not. I fucking swear to fucking God's cock, that happened fucking seven times. And then he's like, all right, whatever helps, you know. And then they were like, yeah, well, you can have things on there, like, you know, you can have Michael Caine news that people will go to. And by this time it's like way too late for a fucking website anyway, because like everyone has Instagram and shit like that. And go back up. And you have all the home for all your shit. And you know, you have like fucking, you go to the website, it'll be michaelcaine.com. And you have the Michael Caine news. And you have Michael Caine, you have like a biography about you. And then we'll have a place to go for filmography, even though nobody will check it because IMDb exists. And then we'll have like a place where you can brag about like your achievements. And he's like, oh, don't brag. And it'll be like, no, well, you don't actually have to do it, we'll do it. And then, you know, we'll have like your fucking timeline, and then it'll be cool because we'll be able to put your books on there, which nobody even knows that you have, but you have obviously because you're fucking 90 years old and you definitely wrote some books because you're too famous, because people who are 90 years old and that famous obviously have written books. And then also we'll put up a gallery and we'll put your favorite pictures on there. And he says, all right. And if you go to Michael Caine's gallery, it's got two pictures in it. Dude, go to Michael Caine's website and go to gallery. He's got two pictures. He's got two pictures and one. What is of him getting his hair cut? I mean, come on. And one is, of course, of him in black and white because he's been alive since cameras existed. I'll put two. Okay. Michael, can you send us your favorite pictures? I'll do it. Can you send us your favorite picture? I'll do it. I'll have two favorite pictures. Oh, cool. Can you email it to us? What's that? Never mind. Just I'll come over and get them and scan them. What's scanning? Nothing. It's fine. You can get it through the internet. Oh. I'm not going to ask what that is, but I think I know what it is. Because that was the seventh time. That was the last time he did it. Oh, fuck. A gallery. Dude, how funny is it when somebody has a gallery on their website and it has two pictures? I mean, one picture is of him, and then it's got different faces of him, like, throughout the years. But not really, though. It's kind of only, like, well, I guess one is in his 20s and one's maybe now-ish. But then the other one is of him getting his hair cut. Like, what is that? It's still from a movie, I guess, right? Has to be. Oh, God, who put this fucking website together, dude? Fucking Ray Charles? Finn McMissile. That's, like, so offensive, you know? Yeah, we'll get Michael Caine to do it, obviously. Why? That's Finn McMissile. What is that? What couldn't be found? Oh, great. Michael Caine has a fucking thing on the bottom of his website that says useful links, and you click on it, and it says, sorry, this page could not be found. Oh, fuck. I'm sweating. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, fuck. That is the hardest I've laughed on the website, or on the podcast website. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, the movies this guy's been in. And the movies that sound like movies he would be in are unbelievable. The Quiet American. Of course, Michael Caine would be in that. The Actors. Of course, Michael Caine would be in that. Secondhand Lions. Of course, he'd be in that. Freedom, A History of Us. Of course, he'd be in that. I mean, dude, my producer is surfing around on this guy's website, Michael Caine's website, and it literally, I mean, what the fuck? How is that the quote? Okay, so Michael Caine is called The Elephant to Hollywood. By the way, did he write this book? Maybe not. Whatever. It's a book about him. It's an autobiography. So he did. All right. The quote... That's, you know how like there's a quote that's like the best book I've ever read, or like one of the top fucking autobiographies of this generation. The quote that they're promoing this book to get you to want to read it, I shit you not, on the website is, and I quote, a very British star. A very British star. What the fuck? Is that his name? Oh my God. His real name is, well, okay. I mean, his real name is more British than fucking Finn McMissile and Lord fucking whatever it was. You could, his real name is so British, you could put Lord in front of it and it would make it less British. His name could be fucking London Manchester, and it would be less British than this. This is his fucking real name. Maurice Micklewhite. It's been a long journey for Maurice Micklewhite, born with rickets in London's poverty-stricken Elephant and Castle, to the bright lights of Hollywood. The most British sentence of all time. Rickets, you know? Ricketts in London's poverty-stricken Elephant and Castle. What is it? What is it? Oh my God, dude. And the picture of him on this of him pointing. Michael Caine, The Elephant to Hollywood, the autobiography, and the picture of him. Why would you, if you're Michael Caine, why would you write a book? I mean, I understand people might want to read it, but why do you give a fuck? I don't understand. I don't understand. A very British star. It's the thing that they have in quotes. What was the, is that another book down there? He wrote another book? He wrote two autobiographies? Hey man, wait till later and write only one. And also, this is the most British quote they're trying to present. Charm and humor of natural raconteur. And guess if humor has a U in it. Maurice Micklewhite, you bet. Look at how they try to make it. Oh, another one? Come on, dude. It's not an autobiography, thank God. Oh, wow. Are there more? There's not more. The guy's got three books. Okay. I mean, who gives a fuck? These guys who write books, it's like, it doesn't, I don't understand. You make what? $1 million? What? This guy's got to have fucking 35 houses. I mean, what's he worth? Oh, cool. He's worth $75 million. Cool. Hey, you worth $75 million? Don't write a book. The fuck? Dude, if I'm worth $75 million, know how much of that is his book? $360,000. Guarantee it. If that.